Hello and welcome to the show. Today, we're looking at different ways of saving money, and we're asking you, the listeners, to call in with any ideas you've experimented with. The number you need to call is 1-800-555-2720, and the lines are already open. And it looks as if we have a caller on line one. Can you tell us your name, please?
Yes, I'm Maria.
Hello, Maria. What's your money-saving idea, please?
Well, when I noticed that my energy bill kept creeping up and up, I decided to turn down the thermostat on my heater. Instead of setting it at 72 degrees, I turned it down to 65 degrees, and it's made a big difference. I pay about $25 less on my heat bill than I did before, and if I feel cold, I put an extra sweater on.
That sounds like a great idea, Maria. Most of us have our heat on too high, so it makes sense to turn it down to pay less and save energy at the same time. Okay, thanks, Maria. There's another caller on line two. Philip, is that right?
Yes, it is.
What do you do to save money, Philip?
I always take a packed lunch to work. We have a small kitchen on my floor with a microwave, so we can bring our food in a plastic box and heat it up. I usually take what's left from dinner the night before, but if there isn't anything hot, I make a salad. It's definitely a lot cheaper than having to pay for a meal every day.
Thanks for that, Philip. Yeah, taking a packed lunch is an excellent way of saving money when you need to have lunch at work. Okay, our next caller is Emily. How do you try to save money, Emily?
A couple of years ago, I decided to start putting all my change in a coin jar at the end of the day. I have one of those big coffee cans, so it takes a long time to fill it up. It's my way of saving up to go away in the summer. I wouldn't be able to afford it otherwise.
Those coffee cans are great for saving money in, aren't they, Emily? Back to line two for our next caller. What's your name, please?
Brody.
Brody, tell us your money-saving idea.
Well, it might sound radical, but I cut up all of my credit cards last year. Now I only use cash. Paying in cash really makes you think about how much you're spending. If you use a credit card, you tend to lose control, to some extent. It's worked for me anyway, and I've cut my spending by about 20%.
Brody, that's certainly the bravest solution we've had so far. Okay, we have time for one more call. Suki, on line one. What's your money-saving idea?
It might sound weird, but I found that it's a really bad idea to go shopping on an empty stomach. When I'm hungry, I end up buying lots of snacks on impulse. It's such a waste of money. So now I do my shopping right after I've eaten some food, and I don't spend half as much.
That makes sense, Suki. Thank you for calling. Well, I hope that the rest of our listeners have found those ideas useful. And now it's time for the news.